welcome to Ask the Educator, a podcast brought to you by Healthmark Industries. Are you a sterile processing technician or manager? Maybe you work in infection prevention or biomedical engineering. Whether you're a frontline tech, endoscopy tech, OR nurse, or surgical services administrator, you undoubtedly have influence in medical device processing at your facility. In each episode, we speak with experts from the Healthmark Clinical Affairs team, industry leaders, or special guests from the trenches to answer your questions and bring you relevant industry information, equipping you for excellence in medical device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, and I will be your host. Now let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. This is Kevin Anderson, and for this episode, I have Guy Phipps from Sterile Bits joining me. Guy is an RN with over 30 years of experience in surgery and is originally from the UK, but now Guy is a clinical consultant and co-creator at Sterile Bits. Guy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kevin. Good morning, everybody.
All right. So, Guy, the reason we brought you on is because your team at Sterile Bits developed a new take on a product that's been around a long time and has kind of gone unchanged for a very long time. And that's the tip protector, a very important product. I just wanted to open it up by letting you go ahead and give us a little overview, a little bit about the beginning of this product, and would love to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, well, so interestingly, myself and Craig, who's the other main guy in Sterile Bits, Craig had stopped by. He used to be a rep for Spine. And he'd stopped by to see me because he had his company Sterile Bits, which is where the name comes from reprocessing drill bits. But when he was talking to me, I was an OR director at the time, I was more interested in the backing card that he'd created for the drill. And I'd had this idea for some time on how we could reinvent some of the products and or look at a single product that would follow up an instrument through the continuum. And nothing out there actually did the one job. There were all these siloed solutions to certain challenges. So anyway, Craig and I talked for like an hour and we had some ideas and what have you, and he disappeared. And, you know, like most first dates, you never know whether you're going to have a second date. And it was just at the beginning of the COVID kicking in. And actually, I remember it was one day I was out. We had a parade outside for, you know, support of nurses. And Craig had come by and he'd got the prototype. And I'm like, oh, good. So, you know, life's kicked off seriously. So we sat again for another hour and went through it a bit more and looked at, you know, the thickness of cards and what needed to be developed here and changed there. And then he took that away, and we came up with our what we thought was our sort of final iteration of where it needed to be. And, you know, obviously trying to launch in COVID was a little challenging, but we started to put feelers out around summer of 2020.
Okay. I
can't remember what year we're in now.
It's a long night, right? Lost one.
and really then from some contact feedback from myself and Craig and Larry and all the team that's there, started to just make sure that it actually did what we saw it doing and that other people could envision that it did what we thought it would do. And you know, we faced some feedback and challenges, but it helped, gave us the time to develop our understanding of why we're going there and who it really talks to.
So thank you for bringing up Craig's name. Number one, he was kind of the first one I saw on LinkedIn. Craig Ford was showing off this product and, you know, it definitely got my attention, if you will, because obviously I, from both the OR perspective and SPD perspective, you had touched on it. There are many products out there attempting to kind of solve these problems that we have with packaging, especially with peel pouch items or drill bit items that you mentioned. And so I think it's a great time to kind of expound on that. Like, what are the problems that this product, you know, was really focused on fixing?
Well, so as I said, again, everything was siloed. So you have some regs that says the instruments need to be kept open.
Sure.
The interpretation of that reg has changed and or depends on who might be coming in from the Joint Commission or whoever. Then there's obviously sharp ends to instruments that then you want peel pouch integrity. You're going to store it. If anybody's ever been into a bin storage area of an OR, know that it's not neat and tidy. Those things go through a lot of handling. And then obviously getting into the OR, and then how do we retrieve it? And there's papers on this and papers on that. But the idea was to create a product that solved all of the items through the continuum. So you already have out there a major supplier that has, you know, a card, but it's not really a card. It's a very floppy solution, and it has a pocket that doesn't fit the end of all instruments.
Sure.
So many times I've been on surveys and the flap was flipped back out and the instruments come back together. People have all those, what I call rubber plastic tip to things, the tip protectors.
Sure.
But really, while they've got holes in them, those are actually 80% of the internal surface area that's actually touching the instrument, right? So you can't guarantee that the surface of the instrument's actually been sterilized. And then obviously with those things, the last thing you want on a sterile field in the OR is extra bits and bobs that may get lost in a patient. I mean, we count booties and they're smaller than those things. So there's lots of challenges. And as I say, the crushing and or the penetration of packaging through the ORs, nobody really looks at that. It's like when you go and buy milk, right? You look at the expiration date, but you don't really look at whether there's milk leaking out the bottom or if someone's stuck a hole in the top. There's lots of challenges to it. So the idea, as I say, was to take each of those challenges and see if we could create one product that solved every part of it. And I think that's what we've done.
Yeah, personally, I've had some experience with the tip protectors, especially like the plastic, flexible, rubbery ones that you mentioned. And they, to your point, there's not been like one perfect solution to date. And hopefully this is going to address a lot of those problems that you mentioned. You talked about some competition out there. I know the one you're talking about. I've had experience with that one as well, with the card and the plastic. That's another, you know, the plastic sleeve. That's another option for people out there. And I think that the options are good, but I do think, you know, when you look and you put your manager's hat on, you try and simplify, you try and get as many things to fit one product as possible so that you don't have different processes for all these different things. And I think you guys did have a pretty nice solution here. And that's kind of what drew my attention when Craig Ford started showing this thing off on social media. And so that being said, you know, you had talked about having iterations of this product and all of that, and you've had discussions about it. And it's funny because you mentioned this in 2020. That's a real quick turnaround to have a product to market, by the way. So congratulations on that. But what has been the feedback so far? I mean, what are you hearing from people that are using the product?
Well, interestingly, when we first put it out there, we focused on the SPD. And we were trying to design a product that, I always say that we didn't want the SPD to need a degree in origami to create, right? It needs to be simple. But some of the feedback from SPD was that, or personnel, was that it was a bit more complicated than the leading other product out there where you just slide it into a pouch on the end. But what we realized is our target audience isn't just SPD. It's nursing, it's techs in the field, and it's, you know, that we have to adapt our practices to the best way to do things. It's not about what I feel or where I'm at. So I think what we tried to demonstrate was that actually it's quite simple. It doesn't take that many seconds more to do. But the integrity then of the product going through the continuum, preventing things being returned to SPD because packets are torn or what have you, knowing that the right thing gets out onto the field, all of this sort of thing. If everybody across the continuum appreciates it, then we get to where we need to be. And so I think one of the iterations was when we came together, you know, Craig had his contacts, Larry's out there, he has contacts. I had a lot of clinical contacts from my consulting world. So we try to put it out, instead of just to SPD, we try to target also nursing. So OR directors, and we also tapped into some other podcasts and what have you to listen to the reality. And as Craig will say, there was a great one out there that actually an OR nurse puts out the truth about how things are handled. Sure. They're not handled in the most idyllic way, right? I mean, we're running into the OR, we grab a packet and this, something about sticking it under your arm, all things yes. that really shouldn't happen, right? But ultimately, we try to look at the continuum and get everybody's opinion. So that was really where the iterations came. There are some other things out there that we're looking at. The interesting thing is that, I mean, most instruments are hinged at the tip. So even if you have a long instrument, the tip still remains pretty much the same, but it's the handle that's longer. If you look at things like self-retaining retractors, the hinge is at the handle, and it's always the arms, working arms, that are longer. So we've actually been developing another card that would address that, because it needs to be held in place in a slightly different way. And then we've also been looking at robotic instruments, which obviously are a major thing. So we know that one thing can't fit all, but even look, when we're looking at the robotics, we're making a card that fits all robotic instruments, depending on, because they're all different lengths, different shaft sizes, all this stuff. So you've got to look at how you generally capture where you're going. So that's where some of the iteration came about, making sure that retrieval ring is in the right place. All of these sort of things, they're just little nuances, but it was great feedback from the community. And as you say, we took off quicker than we anticipated, or we got traction quicker than we anticipated.
Sure.
But we took on board everybody's feedback in order to try and make sure that we weren't blinding ourselves to our own vision versus everybody.
Yeah, everything that I've heard is a very important step is finding out, you know, you think you have the ideal solution, but until you get it in the hands of the customer and get their feedback, I don't know that you really can say that for sure until you know, you know. And that's what's so hard about developing product. But no, you guys have some great features. I mean, you mentioned the retrieval ring. I just want you to explain that real quick, because I don't know if people, when they hear retrieval ring, if they understand exactly what that is. It's a very simple concept, but I wanted to give you a chance to just explain what that is, because SPD techs that might be listening may not know what that is or why it's there.
Well, so when you open a peel pouch, if there's a lone instrument in there, it's governed by gravity and moment, right? So that's as you peel the top, the handles can fall off to the side of the packet, or if it's points up, then it means someone's got to go in against the points to pick it. There's also a lot of research out there of how contamination rates of the scrub personnel having to reach into a packet to get it. So it's a fine, as a person opening a peel packet to a tech, it's a fine balance between how far do you open it versus what's the best retrieval thing. So the beauty of being on the card is that as you peel back, there is no moment or weight to the instrument, right? It sits in the packet. And then the tech can just hook their finger into the thing and pull the instrument straight out of the pouch. So there is no real necessity to dig into the packet or put up with things falling side to side. So that's the reason for the ring.
Excellent. And I think there's another feature too that I want to mention, is and that is that window into the tip. You know, you put the tip into this card protector and you fold it and you know, nest it in there real nice, but you have that window there, and that was put in there by design. So I wanted to give you a chance to explain that one as well, because I think that is there's some good rationale why you guys included that window there.
Well, again, speaking from a nursing point of view, you go to a bin, you try to pull something out, you don't tend to look at the label. I mean, you can see instinctively it's a Metz or a sponge stick or whatever. So because the card eliminates the seeing, at least by putting in the window, you can see actually what you're doing, and your brain puts together the whole picture. Right. You don't need a clear plastic film to see what it is. So the window gives it. It also facilitates the fact that that whole pocket allows circulation of the sterilant into
the contact with the instrument. Yeah.
So that was the idea of the window. See similar iterations on the other products as we bring them out.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the robotic. I mean, that is that's an interesting concept, because we know things have changed with robotic IFUs over time, and now facilities are up against a limited amount of times they can reprocess those instruments, not just use them and push them past a certain point in the trocar. Now there's a limited amount of reprocessing cycles. So what they've gone to a lot of places are single wrapping each instrument arm, each robotic arm, which is a great idea in that case. But again, you want to maintain the integrity of that packaging, especially because those reprocessing cycles are going to count against you if you have to reprocess it due to a hole or anything like that. So what a great idea to try and take your existing solution and then try and apply it to a new version of it.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to an intuitive, I say intuitive because they're the major players, right?
Sure.
Recently, and when I first started robotics back in the 2000s, they had trays and everything was in a tray. And to your point, everything gets reprocessed every single time, right? But now actually Intuitive recommends peel packing, because for exactly what you said, you don't want to keep reprocessing instruments that have not been used. And we know that the skills of most robotic surgeons now have got it down to only a few instruments.
Yes.
So they recommend peel packing. And for anybody who's ever actually played with a robotic instrument, you'll know that while the contact head is fairly robust, it has lots of moving parts, but the shaft is actually quite flexible, and they're different widths, different lengths, and the end, working ends are also varying degrees of delicacy, etc. So the last thing you want, most places have those, now they're in pill packs, just sitting in these long bins, and they're absolutely prone to damage. And they're a large investment, the reposables. I mean, they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap at all. And I'm, like I said, I'm glad you guys decided to go about providing a solution for that. So this, you may or may not know the answer to this. Maybe I'm putting you on the spot, so I apologize. But do you have any idea on an ETA, for a product like that? I mean, that's a great idea.
Well, actually, we've just come up with our final iteration. We just got the samples this week.
Okay.
The next things are going to be talking to Intuitive themselves, because we'd obviously like their buy-in, seeing as it's fairly focused on a single manufacturer product. But absolutely, as soon as we can, then we'll get them out, hopefully talk to distributors, hopefully Healthmark, etc., and whoever needs to be, so that we can get the product out to the consumer.
Excellent. Well, that brings up a very good final point I think that we should touch upon is, if there are facilities out there who are in need of, different tip protectors, things such as the solution, from Sterile Bits, how are they to get their hands on this product? How can they get samples? How can they get, orders? I know a lot of people have contracts through major distributors, things like that. So what is the best way to get their hands on this new version of a very classic style tip protector?
Well, if they have contacts or working relationships with Healthmark, then obviously that's the immediate best way to go. If not, reach out to your Healthmark rep. They'll be able to help, or we can supply directly if we need to.
And that's That's great. I appreciate that. So one thing to keep in mind with our podcast, we actually have a bit of an international audience. So is this product going to be available internationally?
Well, we have actually had discussions with Ireland, Scandinavia, France, Australia, Italy. We've had interest and sent samples out to all of these. Again, we're looking at distribution. We've certainly been fielding a few interesting inquiries through Healthmark and their international division. I know Healthmark has relationships with other people around the world, and we're trying to be partners rather than conflicting needs. But the idea is to make, my vision, I'm sure our vision, is to make this a universal, ubiquitous product that solves it forever. I mean, we've got great feedback already from Ireland, as I say, and what have you. So
reach out. This is a product that Healthmark can offer you a lot of different ways. You can get your hands on this product. I do recommend it. I have played with it myself. It is a great product. Before we wrap up this episode, I did want to give you the chance to share one final feature that I think is going to be really important for a lot of facilities out there in this day and age.
Well, I think in this age of being environmentally conscious, one of the things that we did try to do is make sure that we don't contribute to our carbon footprint and what have you. So this card is made purely recyclable, and all the inks are organic inks. So there is no danger to the environment, no landfill, gets rid of all the plastic ideas. So I just want to make sure that certainly hospitals have initiatives on recycling and minimizing waste, certainly minimizing landfill. So just know that this won't contribute to the world's problems.
Excellent, Guy. I do think that's really important to share, because there are definitely facilities, especially I've seen it with supply chains in particular. They have this at the forefront of their mind, and it is definitely a goal of a lot of healthcare organizations. So a very important feature that I think was worthy of sharing on the podcast. With that, Guy, I just thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for sharing a little bit about the SterileBit story, and for bringing a great product to the market. It was well needed.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having us and putting some light on our product. And we're out here if you need us.
That wraps up this interview with Guy Phipps, co-creator at SterileBits. Just to recap the episode, we talked with Guy about the new instrument tip protectors that have recently come to market from SterileBits. They bring a fresh, new, and innovative design to an old concept intended to protect instruments and sterile barrier systems like peel pouches from being compromised throughout the processing and handling of surgical instruments. They're also 100% recyclable for an environmentally friendly solution. I believe it would really help you to see this product in person to really understand the many benefits. I recommend that you try it out for yourself, get a free sample pack, reach out to Healthmark or SterileBits directly for your sample. Also, if you need a visual guide on how to use the new tip protector, you can find it on Healthmark Education YouTube channel. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And as always, thank you for listening. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.